Meanwhile, at the palace, Tulsi Devi was still lying on the bed with Lord Vishnu, who was still disguised as Shankachuda. She suddenly realized that there was a distinct difference in the way her husband had expressed his affection to her in the past from the way he had just expressed it. This made her suspicious, and she began to wonder whether the man with whom she had just been intimate was really her husband. Then, not feeling the same happiness, affection, and attraction, she looked at him distrustfully and said,
You're not...
Realizing in the core of her heart that he was not her husband, she asked,
Who are you? Yes, who are you? I want to know immediately, for I know you have deceived me to enjoy me. You have outraged my modesty. For this I shall curse you.
Lord Vishnu then assumed his own true, beautiful form. Tulsi saw the Lord of the Demigods before her. His complexion was deep blue, like fresh rain clouds. His eyes were like autumnal lotuses, and he was decked with jewels and ornaments. His smiling face looked very gracious, and he wore a yellow robe. Seeing Vasudeva's handsome form, Tulsi fainted. A few moments later, she regained consciousness and said,
O Lord, you are like a stone. You are merciless. You violated my chastity by deception, and by this means you have killed my husband. O Lord, you are merciless. Yes, your heart is like a stone. Therefore I curse you to become a stone. Those who call you holy are doubtlessly wrong. Your devotee committed no offense, and yet for the sake of others, you killed him. Why?
Seeing her so upset, Narayan, who is an ocean of mercy, tried to console her according to Dharmika rules. He said, O exalted one, you performed austerities for a long time to get me as your husband. And Shankachuda also performed austerities for a long time to get you as his wife. By that austerity, he fulfilled his wish. It was then necessary for me to fulfill your wish. For this reason, I did what I did. Now leave your earthly body and assume a spiritual body and be married to me. Be like Lakshmi. Your body will become a famous river known as Gandaki, a virtuous, pure, and transparent river in this holy land of India. Your hairs will be transformed into holy trees. And since the trees will be born of you, they will be known as Tulsi trees. All the residents of the three worlds will perform worship with the leaves and flowers of this tree. Thus you, Tulsi, will reign as the best among trees and flowers.